Uncommon Tourist.
Ba-da-ba-bum. 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 Ba-da-ba-bum.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Okay, and guys, please don't sue us on that.
Oh, we're we have all the rights to this music, but welcome to another spooky episode of Uncommon Tourist, the podcast. We are still here in Barcelona, flying the good flag of all things that are fun and seasonal, even if the tourist season is starting to quiet down, which we would say is, of course, the best time for you now to come out and join us if you haven't already this year, or come back, because we miss you.
And there's so much to come back for, as you will hear later in the podcast. I want to start out this podcast by asking you about how your little trip to Scotland went.
Yeah, very, very fun. I was welcomed back to Barcelona on Wednesday night after a week in Scotland, which was lovely. Time to work on refining my accent, which I have immediately had to soften down again since I got back to be understandable. But yeah, really nice. Got a chance to see some family, see some friends, enjoy some Scottish delicacies and just some beautiful cultural moments.
Well, I do appreciate the introduction to Tablet.
Yes, Tablet. Yes. Those of you that have been to Scotland before and have had the diabetes-inducing delight that is Tablet, I hope that you are recovering well from the experience. But
it should come with a side of just like, here's your insulin. It is crazy.
Yeah, it's a little intense.
It is sweet, sweet.
Well, oh, it's nice to bring something back. So
awesome.
All right, and I am coming back from Scotland fast and heavy into a vermouth festival. So really know how to ease myself back into the traditions. But down at the port area, we're having a vermouth and sole festival over the weekend from the 10th to the 12th. So that's happening right now. As you may have noticed, we're starting our podcast a little later in the month because, quite frankly, that's how we roll.
Mañana, mañana.
Exactly. But it will be all happening down there for a couple of days. It is the 10th edition of this particular mini festival. So we've got a lot of cool DJs and music tributes happening, some little open air concerts, and of course, plenty of things to eat. You do have to pay €6 to get in, unless you're a child under the age of 12, in which case, change it away from this podcast immediately. But other than that, I think it'd be worth going down for a little weekend, stroll around and to enjoy some food, drink and music.
We talk about vermouth on tour. People come and they ask, what is vermouth? It's a really interesting conversation because it isn't that something that we drink, for example, on the other side of the ocean. It is a wine that's mixed with different spices and herbs, and either restaurant or each bodega has their own recipe or their own vermouth. And you and I went to a restaurant here in the summer. I tried their vermouth with just a block of ice, a little cube of ice, and it was quite refreshing. So I encourage anyone who comes to Barcelona to check out this local flavor. It's really good.
And if you're up for things that are flavorsome, but you don't want the local one, then we can also sort you out this weekend with another festival. It is called Salsa y Sabor, and that is happening up on Montjuic. We'll put the link to that and the address that you can access into our show notes. But there you're going to be able to get food from the Dominican Republic, Peru, Ecuador, Colombia, which of course you know is going to be good. And there's some Cuba, there's some other participating Latina salsas and 12 other Latino-based food commodities. So you can go there and taste your way around.
Yeah, and they're going to have Mexican food there, cabrones.
Of course.
So,
of course, I mean, we don't even mention that. That's just standard. I don't know.
I mean, Mexican food is a UNESCO
heritage site.
Yeah, it is.
World Heritage Plate.
Mexican food. So
I love it. But I would say that these kind of festivals can be very interesting culturally. I sometimes question whether the food is the best ones you'll get. And also because in my experience, these places for the businesses to go, they actually have to pay for their stand or their stall. And usually the best food that you get is like the street food or the smaller places where they maybe don't have a marketing budget for something like this. So sure, go participate, enjoy a walk around, maybe have something to eat, and then also feel free to contact us if you want some more.
And then shortly after that, we have October the 12th. Now, a bit of a controversial move here because this is traditionally Columbus Day. And because Columbus has become here recently a bit of a controversial figure.
So
There's that. So, even though we, in the States, from my perspective, it's evolved into a National Indigenous Day, but here in España, it is the National Day of España. So it is really interesting for other parts of the world because it's usually a bank holiday, at least in the States. And it's out, like I just mentioned, it's evolved. But here you have people, the very proud Spanish that are running around the streets with their very tall Spanish flags. We have parades that are going through the middle. So guess who comes out also whenever you have these Spanish flags that are flying through the middle of the streets?
Pro-Catalans.
The pro-Catalans. Yes, because
or pro-Catalan independence. I think most people are pro-Catalan.
I would agree with that. But yeah, so we're going to have these. That's why when you're here during this day, you will see the Spanish people, yes. And then you have the Catalans that are like, oh yeah, by the way, don't forget this flag or these flags, depending on which flag you run into, because of course you're going to have the independence flag flying out there.
I love this idea though, that one thing can't be celebrated without mentioning the other. It's like, taking joy in one thing doesn't suddenly discount something else.
And here it is most obvious because during our tours, we talk about this particular, generally that this building has the Catalan flag. Oh yeah, but we have to have the Spanish flag up there. And then you talk about the Ayuntamiento here, the city hall. And then you have the two flags again, and it's part of a very interesting conversation. But as an American living abroad, this is always fascinating for me to see it be the National Day of España because it's connected to Christopher Columbus. By the way, I'm still researching Christopher Columbus and Washington's Irving fictional biographical version of Christopher Columbus. And I'm really diving into this because it's super interesting how this one writer changes people's perspective about Christopher Columbus and the way that we see him today. So if you really want to get nerdy on it, go Google Washington Irving's Christopher Columbus and it gives you some new insight into the way we view Christopher Columbus.
Thank you. I won't be doing that, but I appreciate the heads up on it. Now, for some things slightly more fun.
That is fun, I promise.
Sure. I think, you have to convince me, buddy. So actually, the majority of the cool stuff that is happening in Barcelona is happening at the end of the month. There is a couple of things happening mid-month that we do want to mention, one of which is Barcelona Design Week. That actually finishes on October 17th. Again, the link is in the notes.
So during this design week, they look at a lot of different things. They have a lot of workshops for people that are talking about different issues that are in design. For example, they talk about the Chilean movement to design and how it moved from indigenous type of design to a more up-to-date design, but still considering the indigenous designs from the past. Optimism, they're talking about lighting. This festival is going on at one of our favorite places to hang out. It's called D-Hub. Obviously, Design Hub. We have gone to a couple of exhibits there that, for example, the Mila exhibit of the chairs, which is still going on right now. So this design week is all centered around D-Hub. There's a variety of different workshops that are going on, a lot of discussions about, obviously, design and lighting and inside, outside, functional use. And there's a link in the notes to check that out. So worth, if nothing else, going to D-Hub and checking out that building.
Yeah, it's a really cool building. There's some fun co-working space there as well if you need to pull out a laptop and get some stuff done. Then, right towards the end of the month, we have a few things happening around the 29th, one of which is In Edit, which is a festival of music documentary. So it's kind of like film meets music, and it's all sorts of stories that are connected with music, short films covering artists or musical movements. And this is all happening on Carrer de Aribau, where there is a cinema right at the bottom. It's really near the Universitat. So if you're very central or at Plaza Catalunya, it's sort of 5-10 minute walk. It's all happening there. And this year they have, for example, the Spinal Tap 2 movie. There is a Boy George related movie there, a Jeff Buckley one as well, and Depeche Mode. Oh, Dirty Old Bastard. There's some good, there's some diversity on there, I think. There's not all sort of stuck to one genre of music. There's a lot of jazz, a lot of blues, a little bit of hip hop. Yeah, it's called Old Dirty Bastard, A Tale of Two Dirties.
I think you just wanted to say that name.
Well, do we bleep that out, though?
No.
Sweet.
We can't.
No. In that case, cheat.
Okay, maybe that part.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I heard a green light. Bear in mind, I'm only just a couple of days back from Scotland.
All right. And then comes the end of October.
Doodle-doom. Doodle-doom. Doodly-doom, doodly-doom, doodly-doom.
Yes, so welcome to Halloween. And it's a little bit different here in Barcelona.
Oh, ooh.
Right. It's a half howl. So here's what's going on. At the end of October, we have what's called Gastaween. And this is a really interesting holiday. It's morphing into a very interesting holiday in that this holiday, which started out as La Castaña for younger kids where they roast these chestnuts, Halloween is creeping in. And because Halloween is as popular as it is, they can't help but stop it from getting into the culture here in Barcelona. So now we have haunted houses in Poble Nou. We have Poble Español that's going to have a large Halloween festival that's going on there for a couple of weeks where they decorate everything Halloween theme and they want to spook you a little bit. It's not too crazy. It's a light entertainment, but still fun to go do if you're out in that direction. Also, some of the more interesting things about Barcelona are its cemeteries. And we have a variety of cemeteries here that you can go and you can visit. Number one, there is the Cementari de Montjuïc. And this place is pretty crazy because when you drive into Barcelona, you run into this hill. It's pretty big when you're coming by car. Angie would say otherwise, but it is on one side, you have mausoleums and you can walk the side of Montjuïc. And it's a pretty fascinating walk. There's some pretty famous people in there. There are some former governors. Some of the people who were instrumental in creating the architecture here in Barcelona are buried in there. But the craziest thing about this place is that it has a museum dedicated to the hearse that you take people into to the cemetery to get buried. So they have collected these different hearses over the years and now have them display in a museum. So that's another creepy thing that you can do here. And of course, we have this really cool cemetery in Poble Nou, which has some of the most fascinating sculptures for the cemeteries, for the grave sites. It is a destination. They do give tours of this location and they are quite fascinating. My favorite one is a guy who is all dressed up in hip hop, has a thick chain, has a bottle of some alcohol next to him. And he was not shy in life when he had this very crazy lifestyle and he has no problem showing you in death that this will continue on there. So that's really cool that you can go check that out. And the last thing I want to talk about is kind of an update on La Sagrada Familia. If you have not heard by now, by the end of December, this is going to be the tallest church in the world where the cross will be put up. And then height-wise, it'll become the tallest church in the world. They will not be complete with the church, although that is going to be happening here within the next 9 months. But things are moving. And keep in mind that you need to get your tickets ahead of time. As I'm recording this right now, I know that they are already sold out 3.5 weeks ahead on the schedule. So don't forget to do that. Keep checking in on our social media as we're going to be updating some major movements that take place on the church. So very excited about that. All right.
All right. Have a great Halloween. Doodle-doo-doo.